Hello, so, God, I'm jumping of excitement. I really want to tell everybody, but another part of me doesn't want to tell anybody in case I jinx it. What the hell? Most likely by the time that you listen to this, everything has moved on, but, okay, so here goes the news. We found a flat. We found a place where we really want to live in. So just a quick background, we left our home in London at the end of June, and we've been living off a suitcase since then. It's now the end of October. We went to Spain to visit the family. We came to Amsterdam at the end of August. But basically, we've just been living a bit like nomads. Well, that's probably an overstatement. But living with virtually nothing for the last, July, August, September, October, 4 months. Probably 7 months if we count since the first removal took 80% of our staff in March. So, we moved to Amsterdam. We were lucky enough that a very dear friend of ours rented us a flat. We had to do nothing. We parked the car and we had everything ready for us. It's been fantastic. But at the same time, it's a small flat and it's just not suitable for a family of four with two grown-ups teenagers. For the last years, but especially for the last 2 months, we've been looking for flats to buy, to rent, to everything, and it's been some of the most disheartening experience ever. Seeing like we have not a chance of finding what we wanted. And going from we need to buy to we need to rent to what the hell, we cannot afford one, we cannot afford the other, what's going to be? And I'm going to be very honest, the last 2 months have been tough. On top of everything, yeah, on top of everything that everybody has been going on for the last 2 years, on top of living on a state of moving since December when we decided to change countries. It's been tough, and coming here with some expectations and noticing how we have not a chance of meeting them, it's been really, 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 really difficult. And just by pure chance, we knew of this development. Let's be honest, it's not what we had in mind, but it's different. It's totally different. It cannot compare with what we have in mind, but we walked in and it just feels right for us. So I've been so happy. It just feels like so amazing. And I was thinking, why? Let's be honest, I'm 50 years old. I've changed countries. I changed houses a few times. I changed jobs a few times. I've done all this before, but why am I so excited about this? What's so important about this flat, about finding a flat? And I don't know, I cannot tell you really. I really have, sorry about the noise, guys. It's, you know, I don't have a proper recording studio, but anyhow, maybe that changes as well when we are in our flat. So why is it important? It is important because it gives me a sense of ground, a base, a space. It allows my daughter to have their own space, to have their things. They've been absolute troopers since the moment we told them that we were changing countries. They had to leave behind their school, their friends, their home, their stuff, and they haven't complained not one single time. So I really want them to feel at home again, to have a place that they walk in from school, kick the shoes off, and they can just relax and enjoy and have their own space. And I want the same for me, for us. And I want to listen to my music on my music system, and I want to sit on my sofa, and I want to sleep in my bed, and I just want to feel home. And from that sense of feeling at home, we can grow and enjoy this city that has so much to offer. So I think this is really probably the single most important step we've done, or hopefully we've taken. We haven't signed up yet. Hopefully not jinxing all this. But I think this is the most important step we take to change our life from London to Amsterdam. It just feels right. It just feels that we can unpack our stuff and have people over, invite people for dinner, for drinks, have a base, start exploring, not living off a suitcase, not having the uncertainty of when are we going to move again. That feels good. Sorry, I'm conscious this podcast is a lot of self-pleasing. I don't know if that's proper to say, but why? There's always a purpose on when I share this stuff. Don't know if I achieve it or not, but my purpose is for you to think about what's important to you. And yeah, we always talk about, I want my kids to be happy, I want to have a fulfilling job, I want to be able to pay the bills. And all those things are important, but sometimes there are a lot of small things that are also important, and they might seem silly to people. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, we're not going through any hardship yet. This step is huge, important emotionally for us. So what's so important? What's important for you? What are those small things that we take for granted, but are so important? And ones that we realize what they are, actually valuing them? So I cannot wait to cook in any kitchen, I demand that, but to cook with my own stuff, yeah? I cannot wait to put the music and my record player, my turntable. Well, it is mine, but my daughter's insisted it's hers, but it's mine really. But our turntable and our LPs on it, and just listen to the music. I cannot wait to properly unpack and feel like, yeah, we arrived, we are here. I cannot wait to wear a different hat. I am a hat person. I love my hat, and I have been using the same for ages now. Those small comforts are really important to me, and I assume that each one of you have those small comforts as well. Just think about those and be proud of those and enjoy those. And if there's anything else that you think is going to make you happy and is within your reach, well, you know what? Do it. Change the curtains, put a different picture on the walls, whatever it is. Because you know what? From the feeling of feeling grounded, feeling happy, feeling relaxed, I feel I can do anything. From that right environment, my mind is just... is thriving to be free, to do, to perform, to achieve other things. So, hell, never thought I would say that, but yeah, it's a lot more important than I thought. So, just wanted to share this with you and just make you aware of all those things that make you happy, as well, the things that are not working. Yeah, what it is that you is not working, and if you can change it, change it. If you don't have the bed that allows you to rest, if you can, hopefully you can. Can you change it? Can you change the mattress? Can you change the disposition? Can you change the light in your bedroom? What can you do to make it better? and to get that feeling of saying, yeah, this is it. And from here, hell, what's next? Anything. So enjoy your day. I'll let you know how it goes. It might be a few weeks before we move, but what the hell, I feel already there. So have a fantastic day, and wishing you all the best. Take care. Bye.